Good afternoon, Cell Group, and welcome back to our consideration of last Sunday's Gospel, which is a very short one from Mark chapter 13, verses 33 to 37. And here, this part of Mark is, again, just before, like we had in Matthew, just before the account of his passion, death and resurrection. This section concludes a whole series of stories about being awake, being prepared, being ready, all of that that we've heard throughout November. We hear it now in the first Sunday of Advent. And it's almost as if we're getting ready to meet the Lord at Christmas, to meet the Lord as someone that'll be given account of ourselves to. It's not just the celebration of the birth of baby Jesus, but it's meeting the Lord in all his power and all his glory and being ready for that. So this particular Sunday echoes, as I said, the other Sundays that we had at the end of the church's year in November. So looking at the text then, Jesus said to his disciples, "Be on your guard, stay awake." That familiar message. Because you never know when the time will come. The time of the arrival is always going to be a surprise. It's never going to be something that you can't predict with any confidence. It's like a man travelling abroad who's gone from home and left the servants in charge. So that sense of someone being away, this man is a boss, he's a man in charge, he's the man to whom we have to give an account. So he's gone from home and the servants are left in charge. You can say that's us. We're the servants. We've been given our own task and we have to do that task. We have to carry it out to the best of our ability. And we have to give an account of how we've done that task to this man who comes back from his travels. Now there's also a doorkeeper. Interesting the difference between the servants who've got their task and the doorkeeper. So the doorkeeper could be a reference to people in charge of the community, people who are leaders. We might think of a bishop or parish priest, you never know. But the doorkeeper has to stay awake also. He's got a job to be alert, to be awake. So again, the repeat, so stay awake. You do not know when the master of the house is coming. Evening, midnight, cockcrow, dawn. Those four words are words that the Romans would have used to divide up the night watches. Each of them was 3 hours long. So evening, midnight, cockcrow, dawn. So there's a whole allusion to a nighttime arrival. And we even know in our own culture, a nighttime arrival is always a bit of a surprise. If it comes unexpectedly, he must not find you asleep. That idea of being asleep, not being awake, not being alert, not being ready, just asleep. Stay awake. So those are the final words in Mark's Gospel that Jesus gives at the end of his discourse. And then it enters into chapter 14, which is entitled The Plot to Kill Jesus. So questions then. Being prepared to welcome who or what at Christmas. Who is it? What is it? Another question. The Lord comes to us in different ways, in his word, in his sacraments. Any other ways in which the Lord can come to us, and especially any other ways in which he comes as a surprise. So I'll leave you with those thoughts, and thank you very much for your attention and for gathering to discuss God's word. God bless.